this is the first show from Cosmetic Plague. As good a place to start as any, I guess, is around about 2016. The year was totally full of great releases, and subgenres of DIY punk got more exciting and more diverse than ever, but I decided to ignore all of that because my attention span and focus is poor at the best of times. So more fittingly to how I work, this is more of a short, sharp shock of face rippers to punctuate the journey into 2017. 2016 proved to me that DIY punk's not just still alive, but is as passionate, brutal, raw, real and honest as ever. If this is anything to go by, then 2017 is definitely something I'm looking forward to. First song you heard was Exotica with Perseguida. They're from New York City, and it's from their recent demo tape, Music Exotic Number 1 over here. It's out on La Vida Es Un Muse. That track, Perseguida, total ripper. The whole demo is great. It features Lauren from La Misma singing. The lyrics are in Spanish and English. I'd well recommend checking it out. The next song you're going to hear is by Sunshine Ward from Boston. The song's called Disillusion. It's from their 12-inch EP Order, which came out in March on Feral Ward. Named after the Amoebic song, you can hear the influence from the 82 UK scene, which kind of mixes in with bits of Totalitar and a kind of tougher East Coast lean. This 10-song EP is hard as fuck. Don't pick a fight with it. It will fight back. It features members of Exit Order, Brain Killer, and it's a total belter.
Ignore us.
was Sunshine Ward, followed by the Almighty Frampton with the song Racist Scum from their 7-inch EP The Horrific Visions. This came out in March of this year, originally intended to coincide with their two shows on the East Coast in New York City and Boston, but unfortunately at very short notice, the immigration control pigs put a quick stop to that adventure. I just wanted to say it fucking sucks when people put so much time and effort and money and love into shit only to have it ruined by arbitrary desk decisions, but it's sure credit to the promoters involved that they just kept on moving despite the losses. This 7-inch is really a reminder of what a force Frampton are. I'm still hoping to see them someday. The record came out on Brain Solvent Propaganda in the US and on Lubida SN Muse in Europe, and it's well worth your attention. Next up is Pittsburgh's Blood Pressure with the track Drone War from their Need to Control 12-inch. This can be got at Beach Impediment Records in the States, even worse than way back when in Europe, and it's on tape in Indonesia on Necros Division. It's got a really cool red and black cover art, which is by Matt Belosi. Check it out, it really looks great. The band, of course, is made up of members of a million brilliant bands that I could talk about and projects I could talk about, but instead, I feel like to suit Blood Pressure better, you should just turn it up loud and stomp around your room as angrily and loudly as you can, and maybe smash some things while you're doing it.
Yeah.
headlining Blood Pressure was Brain Dream and Green Beret. Brain Dream played a track called Sleepless. Brain Dream is the solo project of one of my all-time favourite punk geniuses and was self-recorded with probably only the help of a couple of ounces of weed and maybe a couple of dogs. Dogs and Vultures label in Dublin gave it a physical release on tape in May. I'd highly recommend listening to the whole experience. It's up on Bandcamp if you, for some reason, don't have a tape player. Next up was Boston's Green Beret. They played Hateful Vision from their record Standing at the Mouth of Hell, which came out in April, I think. I think it was supposed to be March for the Frampton shows, but when they got put off, I think it was April. It was Inside Two Records. And then next up will be Triage from Toronto with Parabeat, which is from the record Parabeat, the 7-inch, the same name, which is out on Larry Tony Produzioni, excuse my pronunciation. Triage are great, they're kind of pioneering their own subgenre with Parabeat, and really, it slays. after Triage was Arms Race with No Sense from the record New Wave of British Hardcore, which came out in July on La Vida S and Muse and Painkiller in the States. I love Arms Race because they really feel like they're breathing new life into UK hardcore. Live is the best way to catch Arms Race, really. They're tough as shit live. It doesn't feel like they're posturing. It really just feels like they truly believe what they're doing, which is probably the best way to see any band. I also think if they ever needed spare cash, they could get this record used as an animal-friendly substitute to Guard Dogs, because I wouldn't fuck with this if I heard it coming after me. Next is another UK band, Murder, with a song of the same name, from their demo tape which came out on Sonic Terror Discs in April. Murder has a few members from Die, as well as some other great hardcore punk bands. They carry the same sense of rage as Die, but this time their big brother's mates came along too, but just don't let them near Buckfast bottles. Lubricant from Singapore with Fear of Crutches, which came from their Australian tour tape, which came out in April, and I believe some of the tracks came out on 7-inch 2 through 4490 Records and Symphony of Destruction. I came across the band from hearing Fire Linen, another great Singapore band, well worth checking out. I really like the art on this tape too. It's bold symbol, black effective art on pink background. Have a look at it. Next is one of my favourite new Irish bands, Fiend, with Unclean from their demo, which was out in May. I've caught them live a few times and I'm really excited to see what the band's future holds. They're really good live. Members are also in Overbite, another Galway band that I really wanted to include, but I didn't grab an MP3 fast enough. But check out their two new songs on the Regent Records Bandcamp page. You could buy them, but it's 1,000 Great British Pounds or more. If you wish to buy them, I would recommend them. They're good tunes. Overbite are noisy, abrasive, blown out punk. Check out Fiend anyway and listen out for what comes next. Keeping it Irish, the choice after that is Surge with Avalanche from the tape of the same name. Noisy and ferocious, it's really a great first release. It's available on Dogs and Vultures Records on cassette. And closing the three songs before I talk shit again are New York's Extended Hell with Swallowing Flies. This is from their demo, which came out in April. The thing about all this talking is hardcore songs are only about a minute long. I've probably talked for about three times the length already of any of these songs all put together. Oh well, enjoy. right, next is Barcelona with Dios Te Salve from the Pueden Serios 7-inch on La Vida Es Un Mus, which came out in April. I really like this band. They're really one of the most pissed off sounding bands around. I was really excited to see them at Nothing Nice To Say Festival in Berlin. From the photos, it looks like I had a really good time. I watched them. My shoes were ruined. So I'm guessing there was some good dancing going on, and I'd say it was probably a brilliant show. Just while I'm on the topic of festivals, I've been lucky to have experienced a lot of really great ones. The work and the love that goes into fests like Nothing Nice To Say, Static Shock Weekend, K-Town and all the other great fests around the world is really what's keeping the scenes alive, connected, enthusiastic and still inspired. It's also given people worldwide friendships and that's really fucking cool. After Barcelona is Blazing Eye from LA, who also I caught once at Static Shock Weekend in 2015. This is a particularly Japanese sounding track of theirs called Lonely Corpse from the 7-inch of the same name. The 7-inch came out in May on Overdose in LA and La Vida Es Un Mus in Europe. Barcelona and Blazing Eye. Next is Vasca from Austin with Hysteria from the Future Primitivo 7-inch, which came out on Beach Impediment Records in May, although I think it may have come out on an earlier limited pressing on Vox Populi. This is another band that killed it at Static Shock Weekend this year. They played the DIY Space for London on the Sunday after a really, really long, packed 4-day festival and still managed to get the crowd totally stomping. After Vaska is Poland's Ohida. I'm not totally sure on their pronunciation. It's from their self-titled LP on La Vida Es Un Mus. They recently played in Dublin and they play great dark, psychedelic, phasery, DB, bits of Destino Finale and the likes. The track is called U Marley. I don't think it's about Bob Marley, but I don't speak Polish, so it's possible. Through my top 25 punch in the face tracks. Gonna play three in the row now. The first is Kriegshag, who don't need any introduction. They played Static Shock Weekend and went through the set like a bulldozer on speed with a mission to kill. This track, General, from the 7-inch of the same name, I'm pretty sure also features the ghost of Lemmy on bass. After that is Melbourne's Geld, from their self-titled demo, which was reissued by Space Ritual in August. It features members of Chromosome and the very famous Nerdlinger, so really is worth checking out. The track is called Come Into the Legion. Closing the three songs will be The Texan Impalers with It's So Hard, from the Cellar Dweller promo tape, which came out in November at Static Shock Weekend. It also includes the brilliantly named Japanese title. This tape precedes an LP, which will be out in 2017 on Static Shock and 540 Records.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, next songs are fucking great. The first of them just surprised me recently. It's from Dallas, Texas, and it's the recent demo by Obstruction, and it's fucking immense. I had it on constant rotation for a while there. The song is the first track off the demo, and it's called Pressure Breaks. Go listen to the whole demo on Bandcamp. I really recommend it. After that is Warthog with Tightrope from their self-titled EP that came out in August on Beach Impediment in the States and Static Shock in Europe. Warthog are a band I always liked, but I feel like they really stepped it up a notch. They do what they do extremely well. They're set this year at Static Shock Weekend, honestly stole the whole show. Kids went absolutely bananas for them, which for an out-of-town band on a big stage in a huge room is a really special thing. Catch them live whenever you can. Following Warthog is a pretty new demo from Sheffield's Ratcage. It's a punchy four-song tape of hardcore punk. It was recorded at the Lughole, which is Sheffield's magical place and a true treasure of the UK DIY scene. We'll be right back. has Obstruction, Warthog, and Ratcage. I forgot to mention the name of the Ratcage track. It's called Booze and Glue. There's only two tracks left, so before I get to them, thanks for listening. There was shit tons of other cool releases, but hey, go find them yourself. The new Indignation record just came out on the 31st, so check that out. I'm not including it now because I was at a punk gig on New Year's instead of sitting at my computer. So you fail at end of year list, Indignation. But nonetheless, I'm excited to hear it, so go listen to that too. I realise I feel there's a lot of talking, but hey, maybe I'm boring, but this is not about me, it's about punk, so shut the fuck up. Just a reminder, nearly all this shit can be found in a distro somewhere near you. I know back in our day, since I'm a dinosaur, distros were everywhere and they're at every gig, much like we had more independent record stores. So yeah, it's a little harder to access and postage is high, but get together in groups and do block orders to cut costs. If you can't afford that, throw a euro or two on a Bandcamp download every so often when you can. Rip the rest of the time. Keep the scene healthy and ticking over and keep looking for new shit. There's so much out there. It's one of the few things I actually never get bored of. Alright, so here's the last two on this Cosmetic Plague 25 Face Melts of 2016. Who's on the last two? Well, it's one of my favourite live bands in the world, actually, to watch. It's a band from Berlin and Barcelona called Piss, and they have probably more brilliant punk live energy than any other band ever. They also wear power gloves excellently and are just brilliant chaos, which is exactly what I love most. This track is called Franco. It's from the Stuck in the Gutter tape, which came out in October. I think the 7-inch is coming out soon on Static Age Records in Berlin. And lastly, the last song is not really a song, but it's one of my favourite, awesome, best things of 2016. It is a compilation of all the roars of Shin Godzilla. And that's it. Thanks a million for listening. This was the first show I ever did, the first time I ever used any of these programs, so forgive any technical glitches. The next shows are bound to be much more stupid and much less informative, and they will probably continue to get much stupider as time goes on. Have a great 2017. Bye.